This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Greg is on the line. Sherry in Arkansas is on hold. I'm Vincent Finelli. Greg, back to you quickly, please. Computers.
Yes. Well, he said that the computer, it was out because it was bad. He says you probably wouldn't see them because they are becoming so scarce right now. When, you know, the people will go out to their trucks to get, you know, start their load and head off on their run, and they won't be able to start their truck, and they'll find that somebody has stolen the computer out of the truck because they are unavailable.
And Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe for the most part, the vast most part, I'm saying 99% of mechanics do not open up those computers and replace the defective capacitors that have caused the computers to fail. They just swap
computers. Computers today. Yeah, today are their parts are so minute. They're put together in a factory by machines because the capacitors, the resistors, the transistors, everything is so small, they're not hand-soldered anymore. And so they're very difficult to work on. In fact, not impossible.
Right, but, and those parts are called SMD, surface-mounted devices. And a capacitor or a resistor could be the size of a head of a pin. You know, a straight pin,
absolutely,
a little straight pin. That's how big these parts are. So you would need tweezers and a magnifying glass and the skill of a surgeon to solder one in place. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, I went to school in electronics, and the electronics that I learned are no longer applicable except for old devices. And most of those technicians I know have gone on to other things because of the throwaway nation we're in electronics. But I wanted to mention
one other thing quickly, Greg. If you have one of these computers, typically you will need to, for a pickup truck or a car, you will have to have the dealer reinitialize that computer so that it has the same VIN, vehicle identification number, as all the other computers it talks to, for the most part. So even if you get a computer, you're going to have to have it programmed to work with the new vehicle it's going to be assigned to. Back to you.
Yes. I was reading, and I've often studied journals, and this one is in the 1900s, of somebody who literally had a vision of the future. And some of the things he saw just shocked me because today I can see it happening. One of the things he saw were farmers abandoning their farms because it was too dangerous to farm. Rails rusted over. Automobiles left on the sides of the road. Looked like they just ran out of fuel or whatever. Your thoughts on that, Vincent? Are you there? I think I lost you.
Can I comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Greg, can you hear me? That happens That happens around here all the time. People now, they will just abandon their cars by the side of the road, either because the the local blue team, the cops come along and they deflate the vehicle, which means that they haven't been able to afford to pay for their motor vehicle registration. And so if you don't pay for your motor vehicle registration and the police pull you over, they won't just give you a ticket. They'll take your plates away. They'll take the plates off your vehicle. That's what they'll do. And, you know, people will just leave their cars abandoned by the side of the road. And sometimes it'll be because they've been deflated. Other times it'll be because they've simply run out of fuel. And these vehicles, yeah, they sometimes sit there for a very, very long time and they get their windows broken out and, you know, et cetera, all the things that happen, they get stripped out sometimes. But that's happening here now. It's been happening here for some years. You know, it's really, really sad to see that sometimes you might be driving into town, which is might be, 30 miles into town, and you might see, depending on the day, you might see one or two of these vehicles in a 30-mile drive sitting by the side of the road that have been abandoned, deflated, maybe missing windscreen, maybe, you know, obviously abandoned.
We have a lot of that happening, too. You'll be driving along on the freeway, and you'll see a car abandoned, and they have X's written on it, and then a few days later, they're out towing it off.
X means, I believe the X means no dead bodies in there.
Yeah, that's what it means, no dead bodies.
Yeah, Greg, we're going to have to run. We've got Sherry in Arkansas, and, I'd love to hear your comments about eating bugs. Maybe you could call in tomorrow and tell us about that if you had a chance, okay?
Yeah, we'll do so. And, okay. And you're right. Things are happening. We're living all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And I'm going to share a video with you that pretty well proves that. Maybe we can talk about that as well.
Very good. And, of course, we'll see you again on Friday.
Friday,
number one.
Yeah.
Greg Lesher, realwaterindependence.com. Thank you, Greg. Sherry in Arkansas, you've been patiently waiting. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I want to confirm, I have a friend who's a truck driver. He's sitting at a slaughterhouse in southern Kansas. Overnight, 15, 16 trailers came in loaded with black Angus, ready for slaughter. People better be prepared. This might be the last time you get to buy beef at a smaller price. Because once this is gone, these cattle, the price is going to shoot up. And you're right. It's because they can't afford to feed and water them.
Sherry, you're our neighbor in Arkansas, so you're, maybe a couple hundred miles or maybe a little bit farther away from where we are. I don't believe we've ever met. But you're saying exactly the same thing, and you have...
Well, we did, Vincent. We did, up in Missouri, when you did, you came over to a gun range.
Oh, yeah.
They're just south of Springfield.
Very good, very good. For Sound of Freedom.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That
very
was
good.
Many years ago.
So, Sherry, why do you listen to USA Prepares?
Well, preparedness is important. And we have to prepare for our own selves, plus our family and our neighbors.
Sherry, of the things that you've heard us say, what would you say our track record is?
Oh, gosh. Better than Rush Limbaugh. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I think we're finished with politics. There is no salvaging that. We have to preserve our own family and our own farms because your household, your yard, is your farm now.
Mm-hmm.
So even your balcony in your apartment.
Right. And hopefully it faces south and you get some 5-gallon buckets and find some soil and get some seeds for some plants and keep them in the sun but out of the view of neighbors so they don't go steal your buckets.
Correct. I think, and if not, mirrors in your apartment to bounce the sun.
Yeah. Well,
there's ways to do it, and we just have to, you know, get back to the basics and find a way to be able to take care of your own self, because nobody's coming to save you except for our Heavenly Father and His only begotten. So turn to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself. I'm sorry.
Are you watching the price of necessities?
Oh, my. Yes. Okay. It's unbelievable. But I'm just thinking what they're going to do is they're going to saturate the market with the beef right now. Prices are going to go down. And the Americans are going to say, see, things are getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so far from it, they're not going to be prepared for what comes after this slaughter when the beef is gone.
We're eating bugs. We're sitting around the dinner table last night, and I mentioned that, you know, the markets are manipulated in many ways, but one of the things that cannot be manipulated is when they take all of these lean cows to slaughter at 50 cents a pound. They're going to have to refrigerate them, and they can't store them forever. They're going to have to do something with them. And they're going to hit the market, and as you said, the price will come down. People will just be smiling. What a great thing that's happened, that beef has come down. They'll think that inflation is you know, slowly waning, and good times are ahead. But what they haven't figured out, because they're not farmers, they're not on the ground, they haven't figured out that after the winter, when they've slaughtered all of these cows, the herd size will be down, and that the new slaughter price will be way up, exactly what you said. No question about it. It will happen. It's happening right now. So the prices are coming down. Not a lot. Not a lot, just a little bit. Did you hear my, I don't know what you call it, the anger in my voice when I went on for about 15 minutes nonstop about what's really happening? Did you hear that? And if you did, do you agree or do you take exception to what I said?
I agree, and I believe it's righteous anger. And people have just been lulled into a false sense of security, and it's going to take that righteous anger to wake them up, to shake them loose from the dream they're living.
I was working most of yesterday after the broadcast on this hay wagon. It was built in 1941, so it's 81 years old. And I was thinking about Gwyneth as I was working on this hay wagon. It's very simple. It's a magnificent, elegant design. It's made by a company called Electric Wheel, the Electric Wheel Company. And they made the frame, or the running gear, if you will, of a hay wagon, and the farmer would put the boards on it, the cross pieces, and finish the wagon for assembling into a usable hay wagon. The engineering was magnificent. The size of the bearings on each axle, absolutely magnificent. This thing is 81 years old, and the bearings are still in perfect shape. It's been outside for 81 years. It is magnificent, and it was designed to be fixed however it needed to be fixed. That was the design, except we stopped making parts for it. So that's where we went wrong. We went to disposable society. Cherry in Arkansas, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And if you're interested in seeing her books, you can go to 5MinuteUniversity.com, 5MinuteUniversity.com, F-I-V-E. And you'll see her books on page one. And if you click on them, that'll take you to Amazon, and you can buy one right then and there. I want to thank Arjun, USA Prepares Instructor, for building that. He was very, very kind and saw that I was in a jam, and he decided that he was going to jump in and take care of it. Very well done, Arjun. I need to finish it. And, you know, class, I take a lot of heat. You know, where is my book? I got some choices. I can stop everything and lose the farm and work on the book. Or I can keep the farm. And my job as head of the household at the Finelli farm is to protect my family and keep the farm. That's my job. That's job number one. I have the book partially finished. It's in my head. But I have to have income in order to survive, in order to protect and defend my family. And Joe and company are making that really hard. He has a high-speed drill boring holes in the bottom of our ship and your ship. He's destroying everything in sight. It makes me angry. And I was talking to several of our instructors about this. I cannot let go. Dr. Shealy has told me that I'm going to shorten my life, and you'll shorten yours if you have this deep-seated anger. I can't shake it. I can't shake the anger that is, there's new holes appearing every second. As I look at the bottom of the ship while I'm bailing it out, there are new holes letting water in. The unimaginable holes. You know, transgender people in administration? Really? Homosexuals in administration? Really? Homosexuals being celebrated? Really? And the schools are teaching young people, you too can be a homosexual? That's just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. Everything's broken. Parts, everything. So I can't shake it. I can't. I wake up annoyed. I wake up, how come I can't get wheels? How come I can't get parts? How come I can't get belts? How come I can't get weights for the to balance wheels? How come I can't get the things that we need? How come nobody fixes electric motors anymore? How come grease is hard to get? How come diesel fuel's $5 a gallon? And that's a low price. How come farmers can't afford to plant? They don't know what to plant. They can't put their faith or trust in anything because everybody lies. The average person lies 4 times a day. That's the average. Some people lie more. Some people don't lie at all. So you look at USA Prepares, we don't lie, but Washington is making up for that. They lie enough to bring up the average of liars. I don't think anybody in Washington tells the truth about anything, including what they had for lunch. We're in the final days of the greatest society that ever lived. I lived through the best years, the 1950s and the 1960s, and it's been going down ever since. But now it's on a steep slope down. Gwyneth, you want to talk about, well, do you have any comments? And then let's talk about the assassinations.
Yeah, things are going down really quickly, and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. If anyone can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then it's going to be an oncoming train. That's just it. And, you know, it's just absolutely mind-blowing of how things are. It's, you know, but the end of this course is going to be the phone age. And that's just how it is.
We'll be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hannah Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death. Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Breonna made a post that said, "Take me to a place that I can't even imagine."
Wow.
Breonna has taken us all to a place that we can't even imagine.
That's good.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The Biden administration, after the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, has many Americans weary of their ability on foreign affairs. Now the administration wants to deal with the mostly lying regime of Iran. Representative Michael McCaul, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax, has a problem with the Biden administration reinstating the Iran nuclear deal in the coming months.
Keep the sanctions on, keep the pressure up. But we've seen before this type of deal doesn't really work. And I think, again, going back to the IAEA, which is an objective, independent body, they've lied to us with these three undisclosed locations where they found uranium particles. And yet they want that to be buried in this deal and never inspected or investigated again.
The National Football League is working to get Thursday night football as popular as Monday night.
Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday night football makes its regular season debut during week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, you want to talk about the assassinations?
Yes. I know what the call was about. I remembered it when you said that. There was somebody who came on the radio and they said, that with regards to this Alexander Dugin's daughter and that she'd been blown up with a car bomb and that Mr. Dugin was supposed to be in the car. This is the Russian journalist, was supposed to be in the car with his daughter, and that they were you know, both supposed to be blown up, but, you know, he wanted to talk to somebody in another car, so his daughter was driving on ahead. Now, there was somebody came on the radio, and they said that they thought that this could be a reactivation of Operation Gladio, and that it could be, it could go into Operation Gladio on steroids. And as they were saying that, you know, I was just doing what I was doing on my farm. I think I was in my garden or whatever, probably pulling weeds or digging or something. But when they said that, I got this, you know, I studied a lot, and I was especially studied Irish history, and I have past life memories as well as being the pirate and the highwayman, of being in Ireland during the trouble and during the Irish War of Independence, and being somebody who was quite high ranking on the Irish side. And it's really, really troubling for me to see what happened after that, with the, when the troubles really kicked into high gear during the 1960s and 70s, 80s and 90s. And there were people getting blown up with car bombs all the time in Ireland, to the point where it became like a joke. And it might be something that you wouldn't consider a joke, but the Irish have a very particular sense of humour, and there's a joke going around, don't start your car in the morning, Mr. Englishman. You know, and everybody just laughs. But that's, you know, the Irish, like I say, everybody knows that they have a particular sense of humour. I think that it's going to go into Operation Gladio on steroids. Well, you're going to see a lot of assassinations. And it's also the Red Horseman of the Apocalypse, the second horseman, is a red horseman, and he's given a great sword to go killing on the earth. And this is a part of the prophecy of the Apocalypse of St. John. And what does... I mean, you're of Italian heritage, Vincent. What, I don't know how much Italian you speak, but what does Gladio mean in Italian? Do you know?
Well, that was a short dagger that the gladiators used.
Yeah, a sword.
Right.
A short sword, but a sword.
Right. Right.
And this is, I believe, what the prophecy is talking about. Is that you're going to have people just killing people on the street, and you better have your head on a swivel if you go out in public during that time. I believe that it's not very far off. I would say it's not imminent, but within about 6 months or a year, then you will have people being randomly killed on the street. For absolutely no reason, and including women and including little children. And it will be, people will snap. Some of it will be from, you know, the people who have had gladio-type hypnotic programming and training. And some of it will be that people just snap, and they just turn around and just kill whoever happens to be next to them. And they won't even necessarily need a weapon, because all it takes is for your average guy to just turn around and punch someone in the right place, and they'll be on the ground, and they may even be dead. This is it. We are heading into such terrible times. And if you're in a city right now, I know I say this about every broadcast or second or third broadcast, if you're in a city, you are insane. You need to get out, and you need to get out now. You need to get out. even if you don't quite know where you're going. If you've got real estate in a city or even in a small town, you need to sell it and you need to buy however much land you can afford, wherever you can afford it, even if it's not in a completely desirable location. As long as it's away from other people, you'll figure out how to do it. You'll make a way. But it's just, and there still is cheap land out there. But the cheap land that's out there is out in the hinterboonies. And it's, you know, it hasn't got any facilities. There's no grid connection. But grid connections are not what you want at the moment. But you need to be away from people. There was another Bible prophecy that's being fulfilled as well as we speak. And that is, Jesus said that when you see the abomination of desolation in the holy place, don't even go back to your house to get your coat. Go to the hills. That's what Jesus said. He said, leave, go for the hills. And what I believe that's already happened, that the holiest place in the human body, the very center of our being, is in our DNA. We used to think that it was in the mind, but it's not. It's in the DNA. And our DNA, on one level, is our very existence, is our reason for existence. Our passing on our DNA is the very reason for all the social family structures that we see. It's for one reason. It's so that we can have children and that we can raise them up and that they can become the sort of people, the sort of godly people that they need to be. That is the whole reason for marriage and family. There's no other reason for it. You know, so that our heritage and our godly ways can be passed down to the next generation, and so that one day they can have children and do the same thing. You know, all of that is cut short by the jab and also by, I believe, these, you know, this other broadcaster was talking about these teams of assassins that would be going out and just randomly killing people. You know, and also they would have a list as well. So there's special people that they especially don't like that will probably be targeted first. But it's a very peculiar thing that, you know, sometimes when a person gets into the way of killing people, they can't stop. And there's people that are trained as assassins and they do it for a living. And I've met a few of these people in my life, and usually they don't want to talk about what they did. And that's not just for the fear of self-incrimination. They recognize that, you know, this is something that you shouldn't just, there's something not quite right about it. Not quite right is maybe not even a strong enough word, but this is something that is, there's something really wrong with it, and it's something that should be directed in particular directions. And these people who are like, you know, like CIA assassins, or maybe they're in a gang and they're the hitman for the gang or something like that. Usually they just clam up if you ever ask them about their work. That's been my experience of usually dealing with, you know, or speaking with underworld type in my case, who have been involved in that sort of activity. But you get the likes of Hillary, who gets other people to take out her dirty laundry. And she can't shut up. She brags from dawn till dusk. And this is what this other person is saying. And when this other person is talking, you know, on the radio about Hillary Clinton and the trail of bodies that's behind her, you know, I sat there and I just shook my head because I knew exactly what he was talking about. Because, well, as I said, I'd known people who had been involved in gangs, and they were the guy who took out the trash in the gang, and they didn't want to talk about what they'd done. You'd ask them about it, and they'd just clam up and give you a particular look. And you go, oh, okay, I've overstepped the mark, haven't I? And you say that within yourself and then change the topic. Not Hillary, but she's never personally done anyone in herself in her whole life. She just gets other mugs to do it. And she gets them to do it because of, strings that she has over them. She's just a piece of work. What can I say? But I believe that sooner or later she will reap her karma as well, because I think she's made her fair share of enemies. Anyway, this is it. You've got to really, in this time, you're not going to change anything. You've just got to stay out of the way of other people. Look after yourself. Look after your kin. Look after your immediate family, especially. You know, your spouse and your children. And if you have aged parents, then you should look after your aged parents as well. You're not going to change this. This is Bible prophecy writ large coming to pass in our current era. It has to come to pass because Jesus Christ is coming back. And when he comes back, there will be 1,000 years of peace because the devil will be chained. But until then, you just have to let it all play out. There's nothing you can do to stop it. All that you need to do is stay out of the way. And that's what Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it all makes sense. And I was talking with Larry Nichols, just the two of us. And we were in Arkansas. I went to meet him and see him. And I asked him exactly what you talked about. And he said, no, the Clintons didn't do it. Other people did it for him. That's what he said.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Couple quick comments. Larry Nichols was in the Clinton kitchen cabinet. That's what it was called. And those were the people who assisted the Clinton family, you know, their closest friends. And Larry Nichols was one of them. And he was a Green Beret. He's deceased. As far as Operation Gladio is concerned, Class, I suggest you look it up. Operation, O-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. Next word, Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O. You can buy the book or you can get the audio book. And it's riveting. It will change your. It will change the way you look at pretty much everything. It is an organization that they say has been disbanded. I'm not sure I believe that. But it was established right after World War II. And the idea was there was this feeling that the communists, the Russians, were going to take over parts of Europe. And the Europeans didn't like that. And I don't blame them. So there was this underground organization, and it was a formation of several groups. One group was the Central Intelligence Group. Now you know it as the CIA. And there was another group, the Vatican. There was another group, the U.S. Mafia. And there was another group, the Italian Mafia. And then there was another group of people who were left behind in World War II. And their job was to stop the spread of Russia and communism throughout Europe. And they used clandestine methods. There was some murders. A pope was murdered. Did I say that right? A pope was murdered? Yeah, that's what I said. And you can read about it. Next topic, I see a call is trying to come in. I don't know if we're going to have time for a call. But I wanted to share this with you. And I do some of my best thinking in the mornings before the broadcast. And I was thinking about what Gwyneth has been talking about. And it's amazing how instructors come to the same conclusions simultaneously without discussing them, even though we're thousands and thousands of miles apart. Cities. So if you look at cities that have been around for a while, like on the East Coast, you can look at New York City, Boston, you can look at Baltimore, any of these cities that have been around for a while, the infrastructure is crumbling. So some of them have plumbing, indoor plumbing, and they, you know, it's 100 years old. I'm talking about pipe thread plumbing. I'm talking about galvanized plumbing in the walls. I'm talking about plumbing in under the roads. I'm talking about wiring that's under the roads, wiring that's above on power poles. I'm talking about roofing. I'm talking about skyscrapers. Our infrastructure is crumbling, and when skyscrapers were built, it seemed that nobody seemed to have the intelligence to figure out that they shouldn't put a building right next to a skyscraper, because when they have to take it down in about 100 plus years, it'll crumble on top of the building surrounding it. They didn't seem to figure that out. I'm talking about governments allowing the building of buildings like 1 inch away from another building in a city. Makes no sense, right? But that's what they did. So we don't have the ability to repair this infrastructure. We don't have the parts. We don't make the parts. I don't think people have figured out that we are not going to be able to repair the infrastructure of the cities. You see our roads are crumbling. You see the potholes. You see the decay. You look around at farms. Farmers don't even have the money to buy the paint to paint the buildings. If you want to look at a society in decay, that's what you look at. You look at the roofs that are leaking. You look at the tarps that, you know, these Harbor Freight tarps on roofs because people can't afford to fix the roof. You look at the potholes. You look at the curbs. You look at the lack of lines on the road. You look at the inability to fix the siding on buildings. It's all falling apart. And we don't have the parts to repair or maintain it. That's the truth. I'm having trouble getting roofing cement to fix just what used to be in a 5-gallon bucket. Now it's a new fun size. It's 4 3/4 gallons. You know, lighter, easier to carry, and more expensive. Smaller and more expensive. And I'm having trouble getting it. I haven't gotten it yet. I ordered it. You know, it should be in soon. What does that mean? Soon. It could be months, if ever. I don't know. I hope it comes in before the winter. I ordered a part for a compressor. I checked it. It's a real simple part. It's called a drain cock. It lets the water out of the bottom of the tank. It started in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is real close to Missouri. It went to Omaha, Nebraska. It went to Kansas City, which is real close to where we are. Then it went to Ohio. And it's stuck there. And it's been stuck there for half a week. I don't think I'll ever get it. Gwyneth, very quickly, any comments?
Yeah, one of the key factors in the fall of Rome was the lead pipe. That was one of the key factors. And no historian disputes it. And that's one thing that's destroying Flint, Michigan. It's being destroyed by its lead pipe. Something you never ever learn.
The atomic symbol for lead is PB. Plumbers, PLUMBERS, because they use lead.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.